I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. South Africa's presidential election happens at the end of April. It's generated a lot of attention. One candidate, Jacob Zuma of the African National Congress, the ANC, is greeted by poor South Africans like a rock star. But whoever wins the South African presidency faces enormous challenges. Unemployment at 20%, trickle-down stress from the global economic crisis, HIV/AIDS, not to mention that awkward relationship with neighboring Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe. Young South Africans are watching all of this with concern, but they're also hopeful because, well, after emerging from decades of hopelessness under apartheid, you have to be hopeful and happy. For Tumi Molekane, a well-known hip-hop star in South Africa, happiness is literally his name.
When they give you a name where I'm from, you're supposed to live up to it. And I think it is my life's work to try and be happy and through what I do and try to achieve at least some kind of, level of happiness.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have just taken over your sound system. It's Tumi in the volume. Hey, yo, come along, journey with us. No passports needed. Free of charge.
Coming to my world, there's no limit at all. We're on the river of the soul. Whenever we go, wherever we go.
Do you sing? I mean, hip-hop can be notoriously bitter. Do you think that your lyrics tend toward trying to get people to be happy? Or, I mean, you do talk about things and realities that are not always happy.
Mm. Yeah, I think I realized, very early that it's how you do it. You can be very angry about a situation and try and understand the issue a little bit more, and try to just, strengthen people against this, this issue or whatever, rather than, just blank rage or whatever, I think I definitely understood that early.
I'm just an African traveling and my bag's not rattling. Had it been, I would have understood naturally, but you harassing me over a bottle of Vaseline. Now, sir, please, I'm trying to get to Terminal 3. I'm out.
Coming to my world, there's no limit at all. We on the river of the soul.
It's funny, we have the saying that, in the ANC, they brainwash you to think for yourself, and that's kind of how you're like, yes, the Freedom Charter, this is the things we believe in, these are the things, and then, you venture into this whole world on your own, It was really highly politicized. I remember watching TV when I was young, and the only question every time they interview people, the only question that would come out of my mouth is he a good guy, is he a bad guy, that's all. And it didn't matter whether they were black or white.
How has that kind of like dialogue in your head changed today? I mean, do you still see the world in terms of good guys and bad guys? I mean, ultimately, it always boils down to that, doesn't it, in a way?
Yeah, I think what has happened, though, is that, because of my love of words and poetry and, I think poetry does the gray area a little bit better than politics do, and I think I've grown a little bit more sympathetic,
Sympathetic to whom and to what?
To good guys and bad guys. I think, when you look at, for instance, Nelson Mandela, I think before, for me, he was like, yo, iconic hero, godlike. And whereas now it's like, that's our hero. That's our, Like, there's a few people in South Africa who represent, the passion and the hope of people like that. But, still, you kind of go, was what he did with the country, was that really, did I entirely agree with that? Like, the economic policies of the ANC, how the country got a little worse things like that, where you're like, I definitely agree he's a hero, but they took the struggle this far, and it's up to me now, Like, sometimes they outlive their usefulness, So sometimes I think poetry and words do that, where you're like, Yes, that guy's he's a bad guy. Mugabe is like, he's nuts, man. He's crazy, power grabbing and whatnot. But, at some level, you're like, yo, but Africa needs some kind of leader who has no ties to the West sometimes, where you can just run stuff on your own, So I think I negotiate the gray area a little bit or stay there a little bit more because of poetry and words and what, you know what I mean? Trying to understand human beings, you know, rather than just political systems.
Have you ever written a rap about Robert Mugabe?
Robert Mugabe. I think I might have written a line some years ago, and I was very embarrassed by it later because I was like, I hope no one ever checks me on this because, like, I have no, you know what I mean? I just heard this somewhere and it was, like, so baseless. But I think on that issue, on speaking about not only Robert Mugabe, about Thabo Mbeki or Jacob Zuma, I think that, you know, particularly where I'm from, it's almost become a crime to rap about or sing about or make songs about. You don't even have to speak about Zuma, but just offer some hope in the way of, like, you know what I mean? Just, I don't know, it's really frustrating in South Africa right now because, I mean, I know, you know, some artists complain about it coming from South Africa. They're like, yo, why am I always being, you know, politicized and whatever? But, like, I think it's fair. It's fair for people to expect that from you. And for it to not exist, if you were to switch on a radio in South Africa today, you would not think that there's such a thing called HIV/AIDS, there's crime, there's corruption, and I'm not, you know, I'm not saying those are the only things, but even I don't know, it's, I'm documenting my country's history, and so at least that record will be there, I think, you know.
Dear beloved unknown, here regarded as gone, appear flooding my poems. I wear pops under robes, near heart is a home for him, harbored enthroned, here not catacombs. Yeah, mommy, I'm grown, but shared nothing at all, but fear that I'm at fault for saying that as a false, cause we're not without flaws, gem studded and lost, with gin loving the course, clear charted for loss, heavy hearted of course, semi brother is poor, already fathered a daughter, made it hard to face morning, 24, still on mommy payroll.
Jumi Molokane fronts the South African band Tumi and the Volume. Go to theworld.org to see photos of Tumi and his band. And for a much different sound, you can check out this week's special podcast by Italian singer-songwriter Vinicio Capossela. It's his gig at the All Music is World Music Showcase, sponsored by The World and KUT 90.5 in Austin at South by Southwest last year. Brace yourself for a sound best described as Tom Waits meets Fellini. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
Chores, I handle fate. Ain't much later, but hard labor, cause some say that the love hater was far greater than doubt. Made a God Taylor narrator, hear the song prayer, shaking room steady, eating at your wallpaper.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.